Hello, everyone. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
Welcome to Science Unscripted. Okay, so we have had quite a few emails coming in from you, our listeners around the world. This one from Mexico. Hey, guys, I watched a show on the DW app, by the way. For all of you who prefer consuming news via apps and getting those push notifications when there is breaking news, DW app is there for you. Could you talk more about the records mentioned in the last 2 minutes of this video that that he watched and he sent me a link to it? Hear you soon. So the question there was, which countries have seen the most healthcare worker deaths as a direct result of COVID-19? This information, or the information we have right now, because of course it's splotchy, it's you don't have all of it at the same time. Amnesty put a report together. And at this point, at the point of broadcast, or the point that they put the report together in August, 7,000 health workers had died around the world after contracting COVID-19. The worst hit country, Mexico, 1,320 deaths there, followed by the U.S. with about 1,000, Brazil, 600, India, 500, almost 600, South Africa, 240. All of those numbers line up if you kind of roughly compare them to the number of infections in those countries. The big outlier is Mexico, which is disproportionately affected.
But they, from what I've seen, they've had relatively high numbers, and there's questions about reporting a little bit.
Sure. Still, it's the number of healthcare workers who've been hit there is not, it's not the same as elsewhere. So I did some research into that, why this has happened there or why they've been affected so badly. Part of it was the lack of PPE, personal protective equipment, especially at the beginning. A lot of reports, anecdotal, of people improvising or not using it optimally, which is a euphemism for reusing equipment that shouldn't have been reused. As a country, Mexico spends less than other developed nations on healthcare, and this is also reflected in wages, which means some of the, especially the nursing staff, does hospital hopping. So they work at one shift there, one shift there, one shift there. And of course, whichever hospital is the highest risk for being infected, then you have, everyone has a higher likelihood as a result.
Sure.
So that's the unfortunate situation there. Again, we are su@dw.com. Get in touch if you have any questions, random thoughts, genius ideas we need to hear about, and we'll try to answer them.
Well, one thing that I have been wondering about and hearing a lot of people wonder aloud as well is, what is going to happen this fall and winter with coronavirus? We've kind of been enjoying summer.
Oh, we've got a late summer going on right outside our
window
here in Germany.
I know, it's beautiful, and the fresh air and being able to sit outside at cafes, but that's going to slowly start to close down. And then what happens when we all go inside? So I was looking at a couple of pieces of news, both from the U.S. and from Europe here, and it's not looking good. From the World Health Organization, they're saying we can really expect to see an increase in the daily coronavirus death rate in October and November. The numbers, as we've been seeing here in Europe, are rising right now. And as we know, those death rates lag behind. Last Friday, even, there were 51,000 new cases across Europe, which I think we often look at individual countries, but it's good to think of Europe, especially when we're comparing to somewhere as big as the U.S. But yeah, those death rates are getting up to around the same levels they were in early June, so 400 to 500 deaths a day across Europe. So that's what we're kind of seeing right now.
And just a reminder to everyone out there, I know, yes, the weather can have an impact on a virus, whether it's humid or not, cold or warm. But what's really happening here, I always remember this conversation I had with a virologist out of Dusseldorf here in Germany. This was years ago. And he said, really, what happens is human beings change our behavior. So we close the windows. It's, you know, raining outside, so I don't ride my bike. I hop in the bus. I hop in the tram. We change. And I want to say that here because you can change your changed behavior and not do those things. So keep that in mind as we head into the fall, winter, into the gloomier part of the year in every sense of the word.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting, you know, one of these people from the WHO was saying that the end of this pandemic is really going to be the moment we learn to live with this pandemic. I think people are adjusting their expectations in terms of a vaccine, let alone when that vaccine would get to people.
And Sam, you had a sort of predictive tool here.
So this other story I saw out from the Washington Post, it was looking more specifically at the U.S., but saying by the end of the year, we'll probably see over 400,000 deaths in the U.S., which is more than double the current numbers. But they were getting this number from a model developed by the University of Washington.
My alma mater.
So these researchers have developed a really cool tool that you can look at online. It's at covid19.healthdata.org. So what they've done, it's pretty simple, which I think is makes it easy to look at. But they've taken a kind of current projection based on what we're doing now and what we expect to see. Then they have a best case scenario, which is if mask wearing gets up to 95%, which they call like universal mask wearing.
Sure.
And then they have a worst case scenario, which is if we completely open everything back up eventually and just let it go back to normal. So those are the kind of three projections. And what I find really cool about it is you can look at the country by country data, but you can also look at the global numbers as well as continent and regional data. So you can take a look for wherever you're based and see what it's looking like.
Yeah. And remember, masks work. That's what the model shows. That's what the data indicates. Wear those masks and politely encourage the people you live with or the people you're closest to wear them as well.
Science Unscripted.